You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question about strength training from Takani Baloyi. Takani says, good day, coach. This is a good start to committing to a good habit. Is it advisable to strength train on the same day as a recovery run, or strength training, should it be incorporated on your rest days from running? When do you put strength training in your plan? I know there are a couple of days or a day that you double up, but how do you do it, and what do you advise, Lindsay?
Yeah, so ultimately, in terms of how the program fits together and works out, it doesn't make a big difference where you put them in. You probably find that doing strength on, so if you've got three rest days in a week, doing strength on two of those rest days in a week is probably a good idea. But we do also need to just be a little bit careful of, if you do a hard strength training session, let's say on a Tuesday, and you've got intervals planned on a Wednesday, I don't like that. I would then prefer that the strength training is done on the same day as another strength day. So those are the sort of little things that you want to just look at. But there isn't really an issue with doing strength training on the same day as a recovery day. Brad alluded to this, but if they're in the day in the week where I have to do strength and run, I use the run as my reward. So I'm not allowed to run until I've done my strength training session. Once that strength training is done, then if I do it the other way around, I do strength training because I know I must, but I don't love it. I don't think I've quite given the answer in the clear way that people would like to say, no, this is how you must do it. There isn't an ideal way. What I can tell you is that when you start doing strength training, there's going to be an adjustment period. Initially, it's going to feel like it's making you more tired, and then it's compromising your running, and that will be the first 3 to 6 weeks. Thereafter, you will be more used to doing the strength training. It'll be part of your routine, and you'll be absolutely fine. You'll also be able to tell after strength training which are the days that you typically struggle the most, and then we would move the high intensity session around, or move the gym around, so that it doesn't then interfere with that high intensity session.
Yeah, Lindsay, and I mean, you were talking about doing your strength training before your run and using your run as a reward. We get that question quite often, is on the days where you do double up, is it better to do your strength first and your run second, or the other way around? And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't really matter. It's more of a personal preference, if I'm correct.
It doesn't make a huge difference. A lot of coaches work with, we'll do the focus session is the session that we'll do first on each day. But even that's not a fixed rule, because particularly with distance runners, a lot of distance runners like to do easy in the morning, because in the afternoon they feel more better activated, they can focus harder and push themselves more. So there's also, you need to take some personality and individual rhythms into account when you plan these things.
Awesome stuff, Coach. Thank you very much for that. And Takani, thank you for your question. Great question. And we look forward to catching up again next time on the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.